Hi, welcome to Adulting with Ebony, the weekly podcast where my guests and I explore what it means and takes to be a kick-ass and kind adult these days. Expect deep, real and raw, as no topic is out of bounds. We want lives and businesses that are profitable, sustainable and fun. We want lives that feel as good on the inside as they perhaps look on the outside. And that means adulting the fuck up. I'm Ebony Allard. I'm an award-winning coach, author, and speaker. And if you're ready to implement, go to n2n365.club. For now, though, let's get on with the show. Hello, beautiful people. How are you? How are you this week? Come find me on Instagram. Let me know. I want to hear all about you. Slide into my DMs. Tell me what's new in your world. Today, it's just me. So I already want to tell myself off for saying just me. You have all me this week. And we're talking misfit misconceptions. So I had a program a while ago that was an 8-day program. And the feedback on that was that it was so much content in too short an amount of time. And so this year we're bringing the program back, but we are teaching it, or I will be teaching it to you guys over 4 weeks. And what that means is that you'll get one-hour call each week, and then about an hour's worth of homework, like journaling stuff and like things to think about and kind of dive into and explore. And so you'll kind of get this training from me, and on the calls we'll do some Q&A and some coaching. But it's all around these misconceptions, these misfit misconceptions. And the idea is that when you shift from the misfit mindset, if you like, to the maven mindset, then you are able to work less and play more. And what happens is that the insights that I'm going to give you and the way that I'll show and share this information with you will have you wake up. And so this is like the most distilled version of what I do in a very personalized, bespoke way on my VIP days. So when people come and do a wake up VIP with me, we spend a whole day together and we get their value filter and we dive in deep to the kind of the way that they are oriented to life and the patterns and things that they are running within their physical, emotional, spiritual bodies and fields, energetic fields, that is giving them the reality that they're currently living in. And we dive into that stuff, and then we start recoding and reprogramming it so that they can really live from a place of being awake and a place of being in super flow, like so much more of the time, and just being rather than like having to do in order to feel connected to their value filter and to source and to themselves and all the rest of it. Now, I am really aware that I can't do VIP days with everyone, right? And so I have the podcast and we have this format so that as many people as possible can listen and do bits and pieces of the work. And this year we're doing so many more episodes where I am going to be doing content and journaling prompts and like things for you to consider and like work and bits and pieces for you to do, so that there's real work that you can be doing in your own lives in your own time to make those shifts, to experience more freedom, to experience more belonging, and to be of greater positive impact in the world. And then like in between this free content and then like the other extreme of my VIP days in person, there gets to be something else, right? And so all of the work that I do is kind of leading you towards coming and joining me for a year in Misfit to Maven 365, so that you can have that kind of 1 year no fear experience and be in a place where you no longer fear your success, where you no longer fear getting it wrong, where you no longer fear that you are unlovable, like all of this stuff. You just get to let it go. And then I'm also aware that for some of you, like the idea of signing up and investing in yourself with me for a year, at, you know, is just too much too soon. And I get that. I totally get that. So What I wanted to offer was something shorter, something more bite-sized, something that gave you some real shifts so that you could start seeing the impact of that in your life, on you and on your families and on your friends and on your clients. And so I created Work Less, Play More, the kind of the wake-up experience over 4 weeks, okay? And that is, we're going to run that a couple of times this year, but the first one is starting on the welcome calls on the 14th of February, and then we're kind of 4 weeks after that, you'll have four trainings. And so I wanted to share a bit about that with you today. And so in the show notes, I'll put the link, and that answers a ton of questions about like what this program is and what you'll cover in it and all the rest of it. But in it, I talk about discovering the eight lies and the eight truths that will bust overwhelm and resistance and leave you loving your business and your life. And so I thought today, what would be good content? Well, how about I share some misfit misconceptions and then like the Maven mantras or like the truths instead with you guys. So that's what I'm going to do. And I'm going to share these eight kind of lies and eight truths. And I first shared these 4 years ago, maybe a little bit more, but the workbooks for this particular course were written 4 years ago. And so as I was kind of looking back at them in preparation for this podcast, I was like, wow, these are still so true. And actually, I've dived deeper on them personally, and I have much more insight into them now. And I'm going so much further with these with my clients now. But absolutely, yes, 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 I must share them with the Adulting with Ebony community. So all that to say, I'm going to share some lies and some truths with you now. And the idea of it is to shift your mindset, or to give you an insight into another way of being. Okay, so the first one is no one wants to hear the bad stuff. Who resonates with that? I'm imagining now that there's some of you driving along listening to this going, yes, me. And the thing is, most of us were taught, like, unless you've got something good to say, don't say anything at all. Or like, no one likes being verbally dumped on. No one likes to hear when you say, how are you? And someone goes, actually, and then tells you like everything that's wrong. It's not always what you're expecting. And so we get to do some adulting around that, right? Because you shouldn't ask, how are you, unless you want to know. Okay, that's such an English thing. I don't know whether everyone does it everywhere, right? So the lie is no one wants to hear the bad stuff, because we all tell ourselves no one wants to hear me unless I've got something positive to say. Like this one used to be a real favorite of mine, right? Like, I will not lean in. I will not share my truth with my friends unless it's good, because no one wants to hear the bad stuff, right? Like, no one wants to hear how depressed I feel. No one wants to hear how hard I'm working, how exhausted I am. No one wants to hear that this, you know, workout that I'm doing that I'm just failing at it again. No one wants to hear that I am constantly feeling like I'm on the back foot at work. No one wants to hear that I'm finding parenting really tough. No one wants to hear that me and my partner are fighting all the time and I don't know what to do about it, right? Like, that's the lie. That is the belief. The truth is that your vulnerability makes you more attractive. The truth is that 9 out of 10 times when I ask people when they sign up with me, why me? They all say, because you're so real, because you don't just share a highlight reel. Okay. And if that's true for what you're looking for in a coach, if that's true for what we're looking for from our kind of online role models or the people that we see out in the world, fuck, it's so much more true for our friendships, for our partnerships, for our client relationships, right? Like, if we want intimacy, if we want true intimacy, then we get to lean in, we get to be vulnerable. And vulnerability is what makes you attractive. And more often than not, the thing that you think actually like is your Achilles heel, or think the thing that you think makes you vulnerable and weak, is actually really quirky and interesting for somebody else, particularly your relationship with it, and they want to be let in and they want to help you. Now, I'm not talking about vulnerability like some douchey marketing person has said, like, be more vulnerable and then you can, like, you know, that kind of, I'm really not. You and I can feel the difference, but you also know when you're holding back. You also know when you're holding back because you believe that no one wants to hear the bad stuff. But the truth is, everyone wants to know that you're real, and your vulnerability is what makes you attractive. You're a real person. So that's number one. Number two is, people will hate me if I have it all. So if you're someone who has got, like, figuring business out and is making good money, then, you know, you might start to think, well, I can't then have the perfect relationship, or I can't then have the perfect body, or I can't have a great relationship with my family, or, like, it can't all just be easy for me because people will hate me if I have it all. This is a really interesting limiting belief that comes up for absolutely everyone. And it's kind of a new layer, or a new level, new devil type thing, right? Because with every single level of success, there's a ceiling that we hit, like an upper limit that we have, where we then sort of believe, oh God, well, if it's easy for me, or if I didn't have to work hard for it, or whatever your version of this is, essentially underneath it all is this, like, people will hate me if I have it all. I will get rejected from the tribe. I'll get rejected from the clan because people will think that I'm something, like, insert your own thing here. And I won't be liked if I have it all. How many of you can relate to that? Yeah, absolutely. So the truth, the kind of maven mindset around this, rather than the misfit mindset. So the maven mindset around this is, the more that I have, the more that I have to offer. Or the more that you have, the more that you have to give and to share and to be. And so if we're like, oh, well, if I make all the money, and, like, if I'm loaded, if I'm paying myself, like, this huge amount of money, if I'm only working this many hours, and it's really easy, and I'm earning more money than I ever have done before, then people will hate me because I will become just like the capitalist bastards that I hate, right? But the truth is that if somebody like you has money, then you will do good things with it because you're a good person. And if you've got more time, then you've got more time to help other people. You've got time to show up for your friends, for your family, to be present with your kids or your parents, right? So who's happy to make that reframe? Who can see the difference there? The misfit mindset of people will hate me if I have it all versus the more I have to give, the more I have to offer. Yeah? Cool. That's two. So three. There is a right way and a wrong way. I still see so many people tripping up over kind of scarcity marketing, or like intrigue marketing, right? Where it's like, there is this thing that you don't know that I know, that if you spend X amount of money with me, you will learn and then everything will be easy. That's what I call silver bullet marketing. And it implies that there's something that you don't know, or it implies that you are doing something wrong, which implies that there is a right way and a wrong way to be doing business, or to be in relationship generally, you know, to be in a romantic relationship, or to be having, like, with your body image, or like to lose weight, or to have a healthy body, or, you know, there's a right way to sleep, there's a right way to breastfeed or feed your child generally, there's a right time, you know, there's all of these different ways of, there is a right way and there is a wrong way. Lie. There is no, you know, the truth is, there is no one size fits all. There just isn't. Like, there, we are so different as human beings. Like, there's a lot of things that we have in common, but there's even more that we don't. There's even more in terms of the, like, molecular detail of the specific trauma that we've been through, or our life journey, or what we've tried already, or, you know, all of these different things that nobody else can know for us. And which is why I focus so heavily on teaching you how to listen to your own inner guidance, to speak to your head, heart, and gut, to have a kind of relationship with your autonomic nervous system, to get really clear what your soul desire is, to connect in with that knowing, and to learn how to listen and interpret those signals, because there isn't a right way and a wrong way. There is a way, you know, there is a way,
And it is a process, and it's kind of in the personal development world, we talk about an onion, like there's layers and layers and layers of this stuff in every single area, and there just is no right way and wrong way. And so that is number three. Number four is hard work is all it takes. And then, like with this one, sometimes is like if I believe in it enough, it will happen. And both of these are absolute BS. Like both of these things is just not true. And most of my people, most of the like, if you're listening to this, the one that I think that you will is kind of deeply ingrained in you is that hard work is what will get you there. Like if you work hard enough, then it will happen. Whatever it is, whether it's making more money in your business, having more free time, being a really good parent, being a really good partner, losing weight, writing a book, like whatever it is that you're working on right now, so many of us have this underlying belief that hard work is all it takes, or hard work is what will make it. And hard work is overrated. And the truth is that inspired action is the only action worth taking, and that we sometimes get to be more than we do. And that very often it is about being a vibrational match or being in alignment with the thing or the situation. And also not believing that it has to be hard means that you're not creating situations where it is hard in order to feel like you overcame something or that you achieved it. Like, what if it just gets to be easy? What if you just get to live your life, be yourself, show up, and achieve the thing that you want to achieve in life because you're paying attention and taking aligned action? You know, and that doesn't mean doing nothing. It does really mean listening, and it does mean tuning into what is the one thing here, or the two things or the three things, but what is the like thing that would cut through all of this and actually take me closer to where I want to be. So yeah, inspired action is the only action worth taking, and learning what inspired action is and how to recognize it is part of what this 4-week course that I was talking about before, what we do in that, and kind of part of the work that I do with people. Number five is, it's not my fault. So you guys are intelligent, you guys are smart, and we talk about responsibility all of the time here, and like, many of us aren't blaming other people, but we might be blaming ourselves. So we might also be, it's my fault, right? Like it might also be about putting the blame on ourselves. And so five is really like looking at where you are blaming. So you can listen back to the episode I did with Amy Smith, the one about blame, the blame game, or opting out of the blame game. It's one of the podcast episodes, if you want to hear more about that. But this blame piece of it's not my fault or it's all my fault is really interesting, because it is a lie. Lie, 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 lie. And the shift, the kind of maven mindset piece on this is, life is happening for me rather than to me. And if life is happening for me rather than to me, what am I not seeing? What is happening here? What is it in terms of the law of assignment or the law of reflection that I'm being shown? Like, what is it that I'm being shown here? Because if this is a pattern, or if it's something that there's some traction being created where something is difficult, or I want to blame, or I want to make it my fault or somebody else's fault, what is really going on here? And usually there's a lesson. There's something that you get to see reflected, and then there's a lesson that you get to learn, which is the law of assignment. Is like your soul is being asked to do this lesson or to learn this lesson. And so sometimes when the law of reflection comes in, where there's a pattern that is being shown to you, it's so that you can make that lesson. So the truth is that life is happening for you, and that's an orientation twist. So when I talk about orientation, like, are you coming from a victim orientation, or are you coming from a creator orientation? How are you orienting to life right now? Are you coming from a place of lack, or are you coming from a place of enoughness? And very often when we are looking to attribute blame or fault, we're coming from a place of lack, of not enoughness, right? Because there's a defensive and a contraction. There's a defensive feeling and a contraction going on. And so when you go into, okay, well, if this is happening for me, if this is like a divine plan where everything here has been set up perfectly for me to learn something, what could that be? And you go into it with curiosity, then you are likely to find it. So that we're now on six. So line number six is that praise and acknowledgement from others means that I've made it. And so often we're looking for external validation. And this goes into a piece that I do in Wake Up, which is about human needs. And one of our human needs is the need for significance. We need to feel special, needed, and wanted. And so very often, if we haven't received that in a way that feels good, or if we haven't been taught that it's a need and that we're absolutely entitled to want to feel special, then we start to look to others to feel validated. And rather than looking for a sense of pride or a sense of happiness for ourselves, we're looking for other people to give that to us. And so the lie that praise and acknowledgement from others means that I've made it can be replaced by, the more I love my own decisions, the less I care what anybody else thinks. And so, yeah, the more you love your decisions, the less you need anyone else to. And so the focus really here is on being like loving your opinion, loving your decision. But we have to start with, like, what is it that I love? What is it that I'm good at? Like, really understanding ourselves. So coming in again at self-awareness in order to be able to make the shift, which is something that we do in this four-week course that I'm talking about, Wake Up, Work Less, Play More. So if you want to dive into this stuff, if any of these mindset pieces are working, you're like, oh yes, I see this. I see this is something that is running in me, then absolutely come and join in with this program, because you're going to get so, so much from it. And everyone will get personal attention from me. It's going to be kind of cool. We're going to be on Zoom. There's going to be a small group of us. We've kept the price point really, really accessible. I think we've got a deal on as well. By the time this podcast comes out, I don't know whether or not it will have happened already, but we're running a live event later in the year, so version of this as well. So there's some really cool stuff going on. So absolutely do go and follow the link and like have a read. That was six. Okay, 777. This one I see all the time. And even now, even like 10 years into my personal development journey, which is probably longer than that, because thanks to my wonderful parents, I did really start this work kind of young, like started in my teens, like, and because I was around so much of it. But really, like most people, I kind of started diving into it properly and around 28, around my Saturn return. And so that's, I'm 39 now, that's quite a long time of doing this work. And even I still fall foul to this lie every now and again. The lie is, when I am X or when I have X, I will be happy. So when I'm living in a different country, I'll be happy. When I'm warm, I'll be happy. When I've lost weight, I'll be happy. When I've finished the book, I'll be happy. And you can change happy for successful. But like the lie here is that when you are something other than what you are now, and you have qualified that happiness in some way, you will feel different. And I still, like I said, I still have this from every now and then. I'm like, oh, but when that happens, this, right? Like I'm bargaining with the universe. I'm making it out. And also deferring my happiness or deferring my success until this pre-qualifying thing. And so the Maven mindset around this is, your definition of success sucks. And you get to rework it so that you're like, how can you rework your definition of success or the goal that you're working towards so that you feel more successful now? And that's not to say don't have aspirations. That's not to say don't be moving towards something. But you really get to shift the orientation of, it's not enough, it's not enough, I'm not enough, there's never enough, I never have enough money, I'm never skinny enough, I'm never important enough, I'm like, I don't have enough, whatever it is. That again, is an attitude of lack or an orientation of not enoughness that creates a contraction and a need, a neediness that isn't expansive and isn't joyful to be around, and for yourself as well as other people. So if you reframe and reword your definition of success now, you get to be more successful in this moment. You get to be enough now. And from that place of enoughness now, then you can create rather than problem solve. And that's really important, because when we are in victim mode, what we're doing is problem solving, and it's only ever going to be short-lived. Because as soon as that problem isn't painful anymore, the ego lets go and we don't have to do anything about it. So it's only ever short-lived, and we are only looking for a short-term solution when we're in victim mode. But when we're in creator mode, we're looking to create something much bigger. We can see so much further. There are infinite possibilities and limitless opportunities. And so we want to change your definition of success now so that you are able to access more opportunities and a greater creativity and just more expansiveness. So that's number 7. And number 8 is, I have done the work. I know it all. I've done it. I did it. You know, I worked with that coach. I've done that course. I've got the t-shirt. And the truth is about this stuff is that life mastery is a process of practicing what we think we know and then watching it change. The beautiful thing about life is that just when we think we figured something out, the season shifts, or our body changes, or our families change, or like the landscape of life is constantly evolving and changing. And therefore, you're never going to be done. You're always going to be an eternal student, and there's always going to be more to learn and more to do and more to understand. And rather than seeing that as a chore and like an endless to-do list or an endless pile of washing up, what if instead we just got to enjoy it and be like, I'm going to be learning forever. I'm going to be learning forever. Like, how cool and fun would that be? So, yeah, those are the 8 lies and 8 truths that help people to bust overwhelm and resistance and leave you loving your business and your life. Now, in the program that I'm doing, the Wake Up, Work Less, Play More 4-week online course and then live coaching with me, we're actually going to explain the value filter to you in more depth. We're going to go through the Misfit to Maven way. We're going to actually show you how to implement these lies and truths in your lives. And so it's a much more detailed version of what I've just been through with you. But I wanted to give you a kind of taster of the kind of mindset shifts that I am looking to help you create within your own personal realities. So if this has been interesting, click through to the show notes. Come and have a look at our Wake Up 4-week course. It would be such an honor to work with you. Like I said, really accessible price point. Want to help as many of you as possible. And there's a little bit more information about a live date and a live event that we're doing in a couple of months. So go check that out. Get in touch with us if you want to be, make sure you're on the mailing list, or get in touch with us if you want to find out more about events and things that are coming later down the line, a little bit later this year. And I really hope that this taster into the misfit misconceptions that keep you stuck has been helpful. There are more, but 8 felt like a good place to start. I like working with 8s. So thank you. Have a wonderful week, peeps. This has been Adulting with Ebony. I have been Ebony. You have been great. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening, for sharing, for rating and reviewing. If you have enjoyed this free content, please take a moment to rate us, to share an episode, to spread the word on social media, or to come find me on Instagram and tell me what you thought. On Instagram, I am at Ebony Allard, and I will see you in the DMs. Bye.